I was a teenager in the 60s and there was the whole Vietnam War. I joined CND when I was at school, like a lot of people did. I don't really know if I knew what I was doing at the time, but what was happening in the world seemed to be wrong. I mean, I joined and didn't do anything apart from wear a badge. When we knew that cruise missiles were coming to Greenham, they obviously were more and more meetings and people came to give talks. I'm now going into sort of early 80s, obviously. And I went to Greenham and then I came back, but then I went again and I didn't come back. It was the group of Swansea women, we went, and it was when a number of women just went and sort of surrounded the base. I just felt like sitting there and reading the newspaper wasn't enough. I had to actually go and find out for myself what was going on. I mean, it was just amazing that there were, I can't remember how many thousand women just turned up. I mean, we didn't know. We thought there might be, you know, 50 of us or something, not thousands. And then it's just an amazing, strong feeling of, I'm glad I'm here. The vigil was in March 82. And then I went back when the 30,000 women surrounded the base in December before Christmas that year. That was just more and more women came from nowhere. I mean, the land at Greenham where the camps were, 9 miles circumference. And then just more and more women came. And then we just, you know, at some point held hands and the 9 miles were surrounded. Outside of the camp, bear in mind this is Newbury in Berkshire, where we, you know, we were not wanted really. But there were two houses where you could go to. You could go to for a shower and use their phones. You wouldn't sleep that much because of the noise and the lights and there was this mass surrounding of the fence and at a particular moment everybody just cut and just sections of it just collapsed and we all got arrested at that point. I mean, when I say all, I can't remember how many, but an awful lot of women got arrested. I was taken to Newbury Court, but I think there were hundreds of women, they couldn't deal with it. And I don't even remember if I got fined. But there were times when you'd get arrested and you'd get bundled into a van and you'd end up in a police station and they didn't know what to do with you because there were so many. What did they used to put on our criminal record? Urban terrorist, and in brackets, not IRA. You know, every now and again, you might leave the camp because you needed to go and get bread or whatever. And if they saw you in one of the shops, then, yeah, you'd get spat at. We were kind of, I guess, fighting to save the... Sounds like a great big deal, doesn't it? Fighting to save the planet. Now I'm thinking, why? How stupid was that? I'm still here. I don't know. I mean, looking back, it does feel a bit odd because we actually did think the world was going to end. And obviously, you know, this is many years later and the world hasn't ended.